close together. Because that's the reality. These divisions are made up divisions. What is that division? Do you remember that Malcolm X? I remember always that funny story. He said, "You say I'm black, you're white. You look pinkish. You're not white." Where is that limit that somebody is black, somebody is white? These are the made-up stuff. This is extension of ego. We have experienced it even in the herd. Now we are beyond that. So let's talk about a subject here which is a little bit delicate. Because when we say don't do this, do that, and these two stuff, they are not the opposite of each other. And sometimes you could be confused. Because in some orders here, they will tell you that you should surrender. And surrender is good here. Taslim is Islam. What it is, surrendering to God. Then think about it. Every single animal has a very defensive feeling towards surrender because it doesn't feel good. And there are places that you shouldn't surrender. But you know what the problem is? You like it if we make a charter. Wrong and right doings, right? Don't you like it if it was like that? So it was very easy to be perfect in it. But I'm sorry, there is no such a thing. Not that we don't make it. There is no such a thing. You want me to show you something bad? There is no such a stuff. Absolute good does not exist. Everything is relative. This is Rumi, Masnavi. You will say, there is no absolute wrong, there is no absolute right. It's a mixture. It's always like that. Everything, let's say a piece of metal, fantastically made. This could be a sword and kill someone. This could be a knife and save someone's life in the hand of that thug. Is it good or bad? It's relative, and we are not going to make it that. There are times that you should think, because there is difference surrendering to an idea or a thought or what. Who is the Gita party tonight? No volunteers? You go ahead.
Reconciliation of these two traditions. To be satisfied with infidelity is an act of infidelity. And if anyone is not satisfied with my ordainment, let him seek a Lord other than me. Yesterday, an inquirer put a question to me because he was fond of disputation. He said, "This prophet uttered the deep saying, to be satisfied with infidelity is an act of infidelity. His words are a seal." Again, he said that the Muslim must be satisfied in every ordainment, must be satisfied. Mm-hmm.
Do you see the difference? First, let's understand it. Okay, the questioner is here and say, I know that infidelity or kufr, if you accept it, that's a bad stuff. So you shouldn't accept infidelity. You accept it, you're infidel. Okay? I understand that. Then the second one was what?
Satisfied in every ordainment.
What is that word ordainment?
I'd like to know what it is in Farsi, because I'm not sure.
Because the word is very critical here. This is a word that we talked about. If you remember, we talked about the first session. Because it's in first paragraph, book one. Although we talked about qaza. Do you remember? I said this is an Arabic word, qaza, which has a lot of confusing meanings. The real translation of that word will be consequence. But the believers, the religion will tell them somehow that there is some power sitting up there which is controlling the stuff and will punish you if you do this and that. And they think that there is an invisible hand doing this stuff, and we could blame that one. So here he will say, okay, we are told not to blame that consequence stuff. Isn't that comparable with being infidel? See, what is the difference here, the subject? One is infidelity, which is denying every goodness and not accepting not to be a believer. The other one is accepting the consequence. Who will accept the consequence? A responsible fellow, not an irresponsible one, right? Here he will say, then what shall we do with this? Let's hear.
I found that must be satisfied in every consequence. Must be satisfied, that's a duplicating statement. It's, is that uzur? Satisfaction?
It's just stressing.
Distressing.
Yeah.
Is not infidelity and hypocrisy the ordainment of God?
Again, that's not ordainment. Here, the word qaza is being translated. Ordainment, that for me, it loses something. Because the word is qaza, and that's a very delicate term, actually. It's not a word. It's a philosophic term, qaza. Yes?
Is not infidelity and hypocrisy the consequence of God? If I become satisfied with this, it will be opposition. And if I am not satisfied...
Did you get it? The argument. Okay. Is that... This is a dilemma I have here. First, if I accept, I surrender to infidelity, that's infidelity. So that if I surrender to sin, it's a sin. Right? The second problem is, okay, out there I will see the consequence. What is the consequence? Consequence is the consequence of God. You see, again, that invisible hand, he's doing it. Consequence is his wish, right? So, consequently, this fellow is infidel. If God didn't want him to be infidel, could he? Aha, you get my point? So God wanted him to be infidel. Now I'm surrendering to another infidelity. Now what? Let's go back to book one. Yes, remember, in book one he said, your brain will bring in the arguments. We'll make the arguments. And the arguments are always like this. He will say, is it this or this? Because you believe in black or white. And your brain plays this game. Over there was exactly the same. It was free will and consequence. He goes back to that and say, the guy will say, okay, if I accept the consequence and whatever is coming from God, so I accept all this nasty stuff that is here. And if I object to this nasty stuff, I'm objecting to God. Listen. I said to him,
the one before that.
Yeah.
And if I am not satisfied, that too will be detrimental. Between them, what means is there for me? I said to him, this infidelity is the thing ordained. It is not the ordainment. I mean, this is the consequent. Is it?
No,
I'm sorry.
No, it's not that easy. Because the word, you should ask help from that lady over there. The word is mokzi instead of qaza. It plays with the word because when you turn it around, suddenly it's not that simple consequence. It's more than that. Mokzi means the reasonable outcome of something. That's mokzi. Am I right? Could you say that? Reasonable outcome is mokzi. So he was saying, you're playing with the word at the end. It's mokzi, it's not qaza. It's not consequence, it's the outcome. Which, yes, outcome could look like consequence, but it's not like that. And there are the signs in that infidelity, sign of that consequence. Does it make sense?
Almost.
Almost, okay. Good. Therefore,
so I said to him, this infidelity is, how would I say this?
I don't know that word, honestly.
Okay. Thing, consequential thing. It is not the reasonable outcome.
Yeah, because ordained and ordainment are not different. But mukhzi and qaza are completely different stuff. That's one of the tricks in Arabic language. That's why I had to learn it in childhood, because of this. Yeah. The word goes around and will be something else. Here you will say, listen, consequence and outcome are two different stuff. Because outcome, you're talking about logical stuff in real subject, but consequence is not necessarily objective, it's subjective, and it's vastly an idea. Yes?
This infidelity is truly the effect of the reasonable outcome. Therefore, no, sire, the reasonable outcome from the consequential thing. So that your difficulty may be removed at once. Thank you.
Tell you what, there's a little bit easier way, the way that the Persian will deal with it. Because translation doesn't really work, especially when it comes to terms and philosophic texts and complicated stuff. Then add to it the poetic stuff here, right? So the easiest way is to learn the word. That will be qaza mokzi. And you understand that qaza and mokzi are one word with two different functions. One is consequence, one is logical outcome of a process. Yeah.
I acquiesce in infidelity in that respect, that it is the reasonable outcome. Not in this respect, that is, it is our contentiousness and wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
In respect of the reasonable outcome, infidelity indeed is not infidelity. Do not call God infidel. Do not stand here. Infidelity is ignorance. And the reasonable outcome of infidelity is knowledge.
Oh, you see how complicated it came?